Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Kisavai, that's Perek Chavches, Pasuk Zayin, and we are right in the middle of learning about all the brachas that we're going to receive if we follow in the ways of Hashem and do as He says. And the Pasuk tells us, Yitein Hashem Sevecha, Kamim Alecha, Nigafim Lefanecha. Hashem is going to cause the enemies that rise up against you to be struck before you. B'derech Echad Yetzu Elecha, on one road they're going to go out against you, B'shevet Racham Yunus Lefanecha, and on seven roads they're going to flee before you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, B'shevet Racham Yunus Lefanecha, Kein Derech of Halam Levrech. This is the way of those that are in a confusion to run away. They scatter in all directions. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. Yitzav Hashem Itchaz HaBracha Ba'aso Mecha. Hashem is going to command for you the bracha in your storage houses. And anything you place your hand in. And He shall bless you in the land that Hashem your God gives you. Hashem is going to establish you for Him as a holy nation. Like He swore to you. That's if you observe the mitzvahs of Hashem your God and go in His ways. And all the nations of the land are going to see Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, that the name of Hashem is on you. And they're going to be afraid of you. Hashem is going to give you bountiful goodness. Latoiva means goodness, and Vaisircha means it's going to be bountiful. In the fruit of your womb, or and in the fruit of your animals, or and in the fruit of your land. On the land that Hashem swore to your forefathers to give you. Hashem is going to open His good storage house for you. What's that? It's Hashemayim, the heaven. That's to give rain for your land in its proper time. And to bless all of your handiwork. And you're going to lend to many other nations. You're not going to have to borrow from them. Hashem is going to make you the head and not the tail. You're going to only be above and not below. When you hearken to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, that I command you today, lishmar v'lasos, to guard and to perform them. You shall not turn away from all these things that I tell you today, right or left, to go after gods of others, to serve them. And now begins the Techacha, and will be if you're not going to listen to the voice of Hashem your God, to listen and to guard, to do all of His commandments and chukim that I command you today, and all these curses are going to come upon you and overtake you. You're going to be cursed in the city and in the field. Your fruit basket and kneading bowl are going to be cursed. The fruit of your womb and land are going to be cursed. The offspring of your cattle and flocks of sheep and goats. You're going to be cursed in your coming and in your going. Hashem is going to send in your midst. Degeneration. Confusion. And worry. And everything that you do. Until you're totally destroyed. Until you're quickly perished. Because of your evil deeds. For having forsaken me. Hashem is going to have the plague cling against you until it consumes you from the land that you have come there to possess it. Hashem is going to strike you with wasting away, and fever, and burning fever, and a sickness that heats up the body until one becomes extremely thirsty, and sword, which means invading armies, which is different types of ruination of produce in the fields. And it's going to chase you until you're destroyed. And your heavens, which are above your heads, are going to be copper, and the land which is underneath you is going to be iron. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'hayu Shamecha Al Asher Reishcha Nechayshas. Klalis Halalu, these klalis, Moshe Pi Atzmai Amaren, Moshe himself said them, V'sheh B'har Sinai, and the klalis that were said at Har Sinai, V'pi HaKosh Baruch Hu Amaren, Hashem said them, K'mashman, exactly as they sound. V'chein Namer, it says in the Pasuk, V'im Lois Ishmuli, if you don't listen to me, that's what Hashem said, V'im Tzelchu Im Mikeri. V'kan Hu Amaren, over here it says, L'kal Hashem Lekecho, to the voice of Hashem your God. So over here, obviously, it's Moshe Rabbeinu saying it. Yad Bek Hashem Becha, Yakecho Hashem, Hashem is going to strike you. Moshe was a little bit easier with his klalis. He said them in the singular version. Moshe was also lenient in this klalis specifically. In the earlier klalis it says, as your heavens are going to be like iron and your land is going to be like copper. Your heavens are not going to sweat the way iron doesn't sweat. Because of that, there's going to be drought in the world. And the land is going to sweat the way that copper sweats. And it's going to cause all the fruit that's in the land to rot. But over here it says that your heaven is going to be copper and your land is going to be iron. The heaven will sweat a little bit. There will be a little bit of moisture. Even though there's not going to be any rain, there's not going to be complete destructive drought in the world. And the land is not going to sweat the same way that iron doesn't sweat. And therefore the fruit which is on the ground is not going to rot. Nonetheless, it's still considered a curse. Whether it's like copper or iron, at the end of the day, it's not going to bring forth fruit. There's also not going to be any rain coming from Shemayim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Dalad, Yitein Hashem es Matar Artzecha, Hashem is going to give you the rain of your land. Avak va'afar, it's going to be dust and dirt. Min Hashemayim Yered Alecha, from Shemayim it's going to come down on you. Adi Shamadach, until you're destroyed. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Dalad, Matar Artzecha, Avak va'afar, Zika the Basar Mitra, this is the wind after the rain. Matar Yared, there's going to be rain that comes down, V'lei Kotarkai, but not as much as you need. Vein by Kedel Harbet Sa'afar, it's not going to be enough to settle all the dust. V'harach ba, and then the wind is going to come, Umala Sa'avak, it's going to raise up all the dust, Umachasos Esav Azraim, Shehen Lachem and Amayim, and it's going to cover all of that which was planted that's a little bit moist from the water. Vinidbuk Bahem, it's going to stick on it. Vinasa Titu Misiabesh, it's going to become mud and then dry it out, Umarkivin, and then it's going to rot. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chafei, Yitencha Hashem Nigaf Lefnei Avecha. Hashem will cause you to be struck down in front of your enemies. B'derech Echa Tetzei Elov, you're going to go out to him on one path, Veshiva Drachim Tanus Lefanov, and you're going to flee from before him on seven roads. V'yisal Zahava, and you're going to be for trembling, L'chom Amalchais Arts, all the kingdoms of the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chafei. What does that mean, Lezava? You're going to be for trembling. Le'ema Ulezia, that's fear and trembling. She'ezu kol shemi makasecha m'cha, that all those that hear about that which you're suffering, they're going to all tremble. V'yemru, they're going to say, Aylanu, woe unto us. Shaloyav Eilenu k'derech shabal elu, that thing should not happen to us the way it's happening to them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chavav. V'hasen v'aschal machal, and your corpse is going to be for food. L'chol aif ha-shamayim, for all the birds of the heaven, l'behemas ha'aretz, and the beasts of the land, v'ein machrid, and nothing's going to frighten them. Yakacha Hashem b'shchir Mitzrayim, Hashem is going to strike you with the boils of Mitzrayim, terrible boils, about chayrim and with hemorrhoids, about garav and moist boils, about charas and with dry boils. Asher loy tu chal refei, you're not going to be able to get healed from them. Yakacha Hashem, Hashem is going to strike you b'shigayin with madness, b'ivarayin with blindness, with simon levav and clogging of the heart. V'hayisem mashesh batzarayim, and you're going to grope around in the afternoon, kasher yamashesh o'iver ba'afela, like a blind person gropes around in the dark. V'loy satzlich esrachecha, and you're not going to find your way. V'hayisa ach ashuk v'gazel kol ayamim, and you're only going to be full of contention and robbed all your days, v'ein mashiach, and with no savior. Isha ta'aris, you're going to engage a woman, v'ish achir yishkavena, and another man is going to lay with her. Bayas tivne, you're going to build a house, v'lo yisei sheba, you're not going to live in it. Karam tita, you're going to plant a vineyard, v'lo yischalenu, and you're not going to enjoy its fruits. Sharcha tivuach lenecha, your ox is going to be slaughtered in front of you, v'lo yitaycha imenu, but you're not going to eat from it. Chamarcha gazmul fanecha, your donkey is going to be stolen from in front of you, v'lo yashuv lach, and it's not going to return to you. Tzaincha nesunus levecha, your flocks are going to be given to your enemies, v'ein lecha mashiach, and you're not going to have any savior. Bonecha v'nesecha nesunum la'am acher, your sons and daughters are going to be given to another nation, v'enecha rayas, and your eyes will see, v'chalis aleim kol yom, and you're going to pine for them every day. V'ein le'el yodecha, your hand will not have power, you're not going to be able to get your sons and daughters back. Priyad mascha v'chol yigiyacha, the fruit of your land and all of your hard work, yoychal amasher le'yodata, a nation that you do not know is going to eat. V'hayisa rak ashuk v'ratzutz kol yomim, and you're only going to be harried and downtrodden all your days. V'hayisa meshuga, and you're going to go crazy, m'mari enecha asher tira, from the sight of your eyes that you see. Yakcha Hashem, Hashem is going to strike you b'shchin ra, with bad boils, al birkayim al shakayim, on your knees and on your thighs. Asher lo yituchal leherafei, you will not be able to be healed from them. Mikaf ragelcha v'ad kod kodecha, from the soles of your feet until your skull. Yoylech Hashem oischa v'es malkecha asher takim alecha. Hashem is going to lead you and the king that you appointed over yourself, el goy asher lo yodata atavisecha, to a nation that you did not know, neither you nor your forefathers. V'avat Hashem alehim acherim eitz v'oven, and you're going to serve gods of others over there, wood and stone. V'hayis l'shaman, you're going to be a source of astonishment, l'mashal, a parable, v'lishnina, in a conversation, b'chol ha'amim, among all the nations, asher nehekcha Hashem shama, that Hashem leads you over there. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, l'shama, kol haroya oischa yishem alecha, anyone that sees you is going to be astonished over you. L'mashal, keshetavi makara la'adam, when something bad comes about a person, yemru, they're going to say, zu dem l'makas plani, this is similar to that which that Jew over there was struck by. V'lishnina, l'shayin v'shinantem, yidabru b'cha, they're going to speak about you. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Ches, zera rav taitzi asodeh, you're going to bring a lot of seed out to the field, umatasef, and you're only gather a little bit, kiyachsulenu ha'arbe, because the locust is going to completely destroy it. Kramim tita vavata, you're going to plant vineyards and work in them, v'yayin le'sishteh, and you're not going to drink wine, v'lay segar, you're not going to gather it, kisoichlenu ha'taylaz, because the worm is going to eat it. Zesim yulecha b'chag v'ulecha, you're going to have olive orchards in all your boundaries, v'shem alay sasach, but you're not going to anoint yourself with oil, kishal zesecha, for your olive trees will shed their fruit. Banim uvanes toilid, you're going to give birth to sons and daughters, v'lay yulecha, they're not going to be yours, kielchu b'shevi, because they're going to be brought into captivity. Kol etzcho priyad masecha, all of your trees and the fruits of your land, yarish hatzlotzal, the locust is going to impoverish. Hager sher b'kebucha, the stranger in your midst, yale olecha malamala, is going to grow greater and greater than you. V'ata terid matamata, and you're going to drop lower and lower. Hu yalvacha, he's going to lend you, v'ata le salvenu, and you're not going to lend him. Hu yale roish, he's going to be the head, v'ata tiel zanav, and you're going to be be the tail. Uval lecha kala klai sa'ela ur defucha visigucha. And all these curses are going to come to you, and they're going to chase you and overtake you. Adi shamadach, until your destruction. Ki loy shamata b'kala Hashem lekecha, because you didn't listen to the voice of Hashem, your God, lishmar mitzvayse v'chukayse v'asher tzivach, to guard his mitzvos and chukim that he commanded you. V'hayu b'cha, they will be in you, la'aislu my face, for sign and a wonder, uv'zaracha adilam, and in your offspring forever. And why is this? Tachas asher levatas Hashem lekecha, because you didn't serve Hashem, your God, b'simcha, with happiness, uv'tov levav, in goodness of heart, me'rayv kal, with an abundance of everything. You had everything. Why didn't you serve Hashem properly? V'avatas ayvecha, and you're going to serve your enemies, asher shalchenu Hashem bach, that Hashem sends against you, b'rav uv'tzama, with hunger and thirst, uv'eirim, and nakedness, uv'chersakol, and lacking of everything. V'nasan el barzal tzavarecha, he's going to place an iron yoke on your neck, ahari shmidai yisach, until he destroys you. Yisa Hashem alecha, gaimei rachayik, miktzei ha'aretz. Hashem is going to bring upon you a nation from very far, from the edge of the earth. Kashir yidei anasher, like an eagle swoops in. It's going to be sudden. Gayasher loisishma l'shaynai, a nation that you do not understand his language. Gay az panim, a brazen nation. Asher lois upon him lazakin, that does not act respectfully to elders, v'nar lo yachin, and is not gracious to the young. V'achal pri v'hemtecha ufriyad masacha adi shamadach, and it's going to eat the fruit of your animals and of your ground until it destroys you. Asher lo yasher l'cha dagan tirish v'yitzar, he's not going to leave any grain, wine, or oil. Shegal afecha v'asher tzenecha, the offspring of your cattle or of your flocks of sheep and goats, ad havida yasach, until he totally destroys you. V'heitzar l'cha b'chol sharecha, and he's going to besiege you in all your cities. Ad redes chaymesecha gvayis v'abitzuris, until the conquest of your walls, which were strong and fortified, asher ata b'teach b'hen b'chal tzecha, that you had felt secure in them in all of your lands. V'heitzar l'cha b'chol sharecha, and he's going to besiege you in all of your cities, b'chol artzecha, in all your land, asher nosan Hashem l'kech halach, that Hashem your God gives you. V'chalta privit necha, and you're going to eat the fruit of your womb, b'sar b'necho v'nesecha, the flesh of your sons and daughters, asher nosan l'cha Hashem l'kecha, that Hashem your God gave you, b'matzar v'matzeik, because of siege and distress, asher yitzik l'cha yivecha, that your enemies distress you. Ha'ish harach b'cha v'ha'anoig ma'id, the soft and very delicate man among you, te'ra enei ba'achu v'ishas chekai, he's going to turn selfish against his brother and the wife of his youth, and against the remaining sons that he has left over, mites l'achas mehen, from giving even to one of them, mibsar banav asher yoichal, from the flesh of his sons that he's eating, mibli hishir loikal, not leaving anything over, matzar v'matzeik, because of this siege and distress, asher yitzik l'cha yivcha b'chol sharecha, that your enemies distress you in all your cities. And now we're talking about a woman, haracha b'cha v'anuga, the soft and delicate woman among you, asher loy nista kaf ragel hatzeg al aretz, that she never even tried to set the sole of her foot on the ground, mihisaneg umeirech, because of delicacy and softness, teira ena b'ishcheka, she's going to turn selfish against the man of her youth, uvno vita, and against her son and daughter, uvishil yasai yotzeis mibein ragla, and from the afterbirth that comes out from between her legs, uvana asher teled, and the children that she gave birth to, kisaychlem, for she's going to eat them, b'chaser kel basasar, because of lack of everything, and she's going to eat them in secret, b'matzar v'matzaik, because of siege and distress, asher yitzik l'chai of chabisharecha, that your enemies have distressed you in your cities. Im loisish marlas is called v'yat Torah zayis, if you do not guard to perform all these words of Torah, haksuv b'sefer hazeh, that's written in the sefer, liyiras Hashem hanichba v'ner hazeh, to fear this honored and awesome name, es Hashem lekecha, Hashem your God. V'hifla Hashem es makayischa, Hashem is going to make your blows extraordinary, v'es makayis zarecha, and the blows of your offspring, makayis gedoyis v'namanis, great and faithful blows, v'chalayim rem v'namanim, and evil and faithful illness. Let's see Rashi over here, Apostle Gnun Tes. V'hifla Hashem es makayischa, muflais umuvdalis mishar makayis, they're going to be more wondrous and distinguished from all other blows, v'namanis. What does that mean? They're namanis, they're faithful. Liasreka, to chastise you. L'kaim shlichusam, they're carrying out that which they were sent to do. Back to Chumash Pasuk Samach, v'heshiv b'chayis kol madvei Mitzrayim, and they're going to bring back to you all the suffering Mitzrayim, asher agartu b'neihem, that you were terrified because of them, v'dav kubach, and they're going to cling to you. Gam kol chali v'chol maka, also any illness and blow, asher loy kasu b'sefer ha'tera zayis, that's not written in the sefer ha'tera, yalem Hashem alecha, Hashem is going to bring upon you, adi shamadach, until you're destroyed. V'nish artu b'msei ma'at, you're going to be left few in numbers, tachas asher ha'yisem, instead of being k'kechir ha'shamayim l'arayv, as numerous as the stars in the sky, ki loy shamata b'kal Hashem lekecha, because you didn't listen to the voice of Hashem your God. V'haya kasher sas Hashem aleichem lehetev eschem leharbeis raschem, and it will be just like Hashem rejoiced over you to give good to you and to increase you, kein yosas Hashem aleichem lehaved eschem lehashmed eschem, so too Hashem is going to cause the nations to rejoice over you, to destroy you and completely ruin you, v'nisachtem me'al ha'adama, and you'll be torn from the land, asher atav Hashem l'rishta, that you have come there to possess it. V'efitzcha Hashem b'chal ha'amim, Hashem is going to scatter you among all the nations, mekzei ha'aretz v'kitzei ha'aretz, from one end of the earth to the other, v'avat Hashem elohim acherim, and you're going to serve over their gods of others, asher lo yadata atav v'vesecha, that you or your forefathers didn't know about, etz v'aven, wood and stone, v'agayim ha'aim lo yisargia, and among those nations you will not relax, v'lo yiyam menech l'kaf reglecha, you're not going to have rest for the soles of your feet, Hashem is going to place over there for you a trembling heart, and longing of eyes, nafesh, and suffering of soul. And your life is going to hang opposite you. You're going to be frightful night and day. And you're not going to be certain of your life. But in the morning, you're going to say, if it only would have been evening, meaning the previous evening, and in the evening, you're going to say, if it only would have been morning, for the fright of your heart that you fear, from the sight of your eyes that you see. Hashem is going to bring you back to Mitzrayim on ships, but on the road that I said to you, you will not see it anymore. And you're going to offer yourselves to your enemies as slaves and maidservants, but there's not going to be any buyer. These are the words of the covenant that Hashem had commanded Moshe to seal with Bnei Israel in the land of Moav. Milvad habris asher karas itim b'chariv, besides for the covenant that he had sealed with them at Chariv, which is at Har Sinai. Let's see Rashi pasuk samach tes over here. Lichras is Bnei Israel sheikabu aleim es haTorah ba'olav v'shvua. They should accept the Torah upon themselves with an oath and a curse. Milvad habris klois shebataras kehanim shemer b'sinai. The klois that's in Taras kehanim that were said at Har Sinai. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the last Ali in the parsha tomorrow. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.